Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hi there from CNN. I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, March 18th. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers say they can't find an insurance company to underwrite the bond for the more than $464 million judgment in the New York civil business fraud case. In a filing to an appeals court, his lawyers are asking to delay posting the bond until his appeal of the case plays out. CNN's Kara Scannell has more.
This bond is to stop the New York Attorney General's office from seizing the property while the appeal of the judgment and the case goes forward. Trump's team has been asking the appeals court to allow them to not have to post this bond until the appeal is over. They're saying that Trump has properties that are worth more than the judgment in this case. It's just something that the insurance companies won't take. They want cash, they want securities, stocks, bonds, something that is what's a liquid, easy to sell asset. They don't want property. And so that is the problem that Trump has run into in trying to come up with this massive amount of money, $500 million.
Dozens of U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Haiti over the weekend as the country remains paralyzed by escalating gang violence and political instability. More than 30 Americans left the country on board a State Department charter flight, which landed in Miami yesterday. Absin Lewis was among them. Here's what he told the Miami Herald.
It's devastating over there. I think that a lot of people are waiting to have the same opportunity to be here, to get out of the chaos. And we're glad the current administration is doing something about people getting left behind, American citizens, Haitian citizens that are left behind.
The crisis in Haiti intensified earlier this month as rival gangs began wreaking coordinated chaos in the Caribbean country, prompting the prime minister to say he would resign. CNN's David Culver has been on the ground in Haiti and has more on just how chaotic and dangerous it is for people there right now.
Many of the communities have sealed themselves off, and people have stayed inside their homes for 2+ weeks now, terrified to go out. And it's because of the growing grip that these gangs have. And yet, there is a desire to push back against the gangs. Some of the communities have come up with self-defense brigades. They take shifts to be on guard 24/7. And they will push back in a very violent way if these gangs try to encroach further.
You can hear more about the crisis in the latest episode of One Thing, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts. The way Americans buy and sell homes is about to change drastically. If a judge approves, a $418 million antitrust settlement will end the standard 6% commission fee for real estate brokers, making broker fees more competitive and negotiable. That's not so great news for brokers, but for home buyers, this means the overall cost to buy a home should fall by thousands of dollars on average. Buyers, however, may have to pay their broker directly instead of financing that commission as part of their mortgage. All of this could lead to some people choosing to forego using a broker altogether, and that could lead to a mass exodus of brokers from the industry. Opill says people can start ordering over-the-counter birth control pills online today. Where can people order and how much will it cost? CNN's Jacqueline Howard has the details on the nation's first-of-its-kind offering.
Krista, online sales are starting today for Opill. It's available online at Amazon as well as at opill.com. Opill has the manufacturer's suggested retail price of $19.99 for a one-month supply, $49.99 for a three-month pack, and $89.99 for a six-month pack. This is a major milestone in the rollout of Opill, and we know that major retail pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens are expected to carry the product in store later this month.
Spring may be just around the corner, but winter's not done yet. That's next. Spring technically starts tomorrow, but if you live in the eastern half of the country, brace yourself for a chilly week. More than half of the U.S. population will experience temperatures at or below freezing, despite warmer than average temperatures last week in places like St. Louis, Atlanta, and New York City. Temperatures will bounce back by the end of the week for the Southeast, though. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern.